The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, according to a new survey, chewing food with your mouth open is no longer considered bad manners. Saying thank you for your meal or using a napkin are also seen as outdated. I am horrified. Brenda Hyland-Burley, etiquette consultant at Irish School of Etiquette. How are you?
Good morning, Jonathan. I'm great. Disappointed, of course, to hear that things are changing at such a rate in dining culture. But anyway.
I thought you were going to say Downing Street there for a second. No, that's fine.
I'd hope they'd have good dining skills over in Downing Street.
Maybe not the current office holder. Can I ask you, have you noticed this? Because this is a survey, and I always, when I find surveys, is that my experience? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I had a look at that. And do you know what? I don't know. I think it's falling. The whole etiquette, everywhere you look, is becoming less important to many people. And I think that's very, very much sad, because it also is showing less respect for others. But staying with the dining etiquette, yes, I've actually seen, this is true recently, a situation where two children were handed a plate of food each and told, go to the TV. They sat down and ate with their hands. So is that where we're going? I don't know. But I think it's very sad. And I know everybody is so busy and they're working and they're trying to juggle all the balls. But really and truly, first of all, I would say eating together goes back to, like, when, you know, back to the beginning, when people gathered together to eat food communally. Like, to sit together, even as a family, is a core important, development through anybody's former growing up.
Yeah, but isn't that where most fights happen? Again, I grew up in a big house with six boys in that household, and there's always, he's eating with his mouth open, he's looking at me, he showed me the food half chewed. I mean,
but
to be fair, and despite
learning,
my mother's best efforts, we were incredibly inelegant in the way we ate our meals together.
But at the same time, did you sit together? Did you communicate together? But today, I'm sure you would have you would have a greater awareness of what it is like to sit together. And now, eating, the skill of eating with proper etiquette is dying out so fast. And yes, if you go for a job in some instances, such as marketing or whatever, you will be required to go out and maybe take a client out. And the one thing that will let you down is if you don't actually know how to sit there and eat with some sort of manners. You're hardly going to pick up the food with your hands. Or there are many other little things that you would learn along the way, that, you know, you pass to the right, or you eat actually with a fork and knife, and the fork is in your left, the knife is in your right. You know, they're basic things.
Yeah. We're not talking about how to use the dessert spoon or the soup spoon. I mean, we're at a much more basic level, aren't we?
We're at a much more basic level. Even keeping your mouth closed while you're eating. Who wants to look at that? You know, you often see people laughing and their food falling out of their mouth or whatever during the meal. You know, you have to think, or perhaps another small thing is chewing and trying to drink at the same time. You know, chew your food, then take up your drink. Now, these are all things that are so basic, but people haven't thought the process through at any point. So, you know, it leads to embarrassing moments. And yeah. I know we're in the age of modernity, and like, I have young adults myself, and they're not going to be caught up with too much fuss. But there's just a basic level of respect for each other,
What do you make, Brenda? I mean, it's fascinating if you do go out, and thank God we can again. You go out and you watch younger couples on dates, and we were all there at one stage. But then both couples have their phones out and they're scrolling, waiting for the next course. They only talk to each other, ironically, when the food is being eaten, which means they have to talk with their mouths full.
Yeah, well, that's actually everywhere you look now, isn't it? So it's up to the person, really. I mean, I don't think I'm a dictator when I start to politely ask my own, is there any chance you would put that phone down? But, you know, it is something that we have to take on personally. But I think if we keep talking about it, because it is about communication and it is about respecting each other. You know, it's old fashioned values and they're visible signs of your manners and your behavior towards each other and respect for each other. Like that's where it keeps coming back to. Because then if we're polite, if we've learned polite behavior, it will all go a lot more smoothly. And your phone, your conversation may be argumentative, but isn't that a good thing at times? You know, that you can have a civil conversation and maybe agree to differ.
Well, I tell you, James has texted in, Brenda, to say, did she just say you passed to your right? That went out years ago. Much and all, as I regret it, says Jane. So the thing is, everybody tonight now, if you're passing round the bowl of spuds or whatever you're having for the tea, make sure you pass it to the right. And we've all improved our etiquette as a result. Brenda Hyland-Burney, etiquette consultant with the Irish School of Etiquette. Thank you very much for joining us on the Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.